Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Miami Vineyard Podcast. We hope this message encourages you, breathes life into you, and helps you experience God's love. Enjoy the message.
Hey, Miami Vineyard. Happy Easter, everybody. So glad you're with us today. And so glad those of you joining us online are with us today. Whatever city or state or country you're joining us from, hey, can we make some noise? Can we welcome in our online Vineyard family? Come on, let's hear it for them. So my name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors. I love Easter. I love what it represents. I love what we celebrate. I love being with all of you. I love seeing all your families together. And I'm not a real big candy guy, but I do like a little Easter candy. Anybody else like a little Easter candy? Come on. Yeah, a little Easter candy. Yeah, I like a little Easter candy. By the way, do you know what the most popular Easter candy is this year? And actually, it's been this popular candy for several years now. Anybody want to guess? I heard Peeps. Peeps is not it, actually. Not Cadbury eggs. I've heard kind of it's Reese's peanut butter eggs is the most popular Easter candy. It's been for several years now. I actually got one with me. Anybody want one of these Easter? I see that hand right here. But let me tell you what the second most popular candy is, and you said it already. It is Peeps. Peeps is the second most popular candy, and this year, in 2024, you may not know this, they came out with four brand new flavors of Peeps. Just for 2024, coming up on screen. They are Icy Blue Raspberry, Rice Krispie Treats, S'mores, and Sour Strawberry. These are all brand new flavors of Peeps. I actually have one of them with me. I got S'mores Peeps with me right here today. Anybody, any takers on this? I see that hand right there. Nice catch. So listen, somebody go, Pastor Kevin, I had no idea there was new flavors of Peeps. Sometimes we settle for less simply because we don't know there's something more. Have you ever thought about the fact that there could be more to Easter? More than candy, more than bunnies, more than eggs. That maybe there could be more. Maybe there could be something happening in the inside. What if what happened at Easter could bring us peace, could bring us significance, could bring us joy, could bring us hope, could bring us life? That because of what Jesus did on Easter, there could be more. I want to talk about that for just a few moments today. So I'd love for you to do something with me as we get started. I'd love for you to locate some message notes. Message notes are all virtual. You find them on our Miami Vineyard app. So if you haven't yet downloaded our app, it's a free download. Go to your app store, search Miami Vineyard. You can download the app, or in the room today, you can, in a seat back in front of you, there's called a Connect card like this. You see it right here. Pull it up. At the bottom of it, you see this QR code. Scan that QR code, and you can, it's a free download right there from that simple download. And once you get the app downloaded, tap on This Week in Message Notes, This Week in Message Notes. Or if you're in the room today, you can always get a hard copy of the notes like this. There's a purple copy of these in the back. If you want to take some notes and actually write them in with pen, those are back there as well if you'd like to do it that way. So what's on those notes? A couple blanks to fill in, some Bible verses if you'd like. So I want to start today with a verse from the Bible speaking about the holiday we're celebrating right now, Easter. You see it on screen. You'll see it on those notes if you have those notes, message notes available. Here's what it says. In the book of 2 Corinthians in the Bible says this: Jesus included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life, a far better life than people ever lived on their own. A far better life than people ever lived on their own. It's talking about something more, that there's something more that happened on Easter. And as I mentioned earlier, we often settle for less because we simply don't know there's something more. You know, when I was a baby, my parents fed me Gerber strained spinach. It was yummy. Because I didn't know anything better, right? I didn't know there's anything else out there. And of course, today I think that's a mild form of child abuse, but anyway, that's another story. But then I went to elementary school and I discovered SpaghettiOs. That's a whole step up from strange spinach. A few years later, I discovered the joys of fast food. And then when I graduated college, I moved here to Miami from Wisconsin. And once I got here to Miami, I discovered Shorty's Barbecue and Pollo Tropical, Fritanga, Mofongo. I mean, listen. There is definitely something better. But I would never go back to Strange Spinach. Why? Because I've tasted something better. I believe God brought you here to Miami Vineyard on this Easter weekend to let you know this. There is something more. There is something more. There is something more. You're going, Pastor Kevin, what are you talking about? Okay. The opening verse we read said this. It's a far better life. What is this better life? What is it? I want to give you three things tonight that help us understand what this better life is. If you're taking notes, here we go. First of all, this better life that we just read about, first of all, it's a life filled with meaning. A life filled with meaning. You know, I've been doing this pastoring thing now at this local church. I've been pastor here now for 31 years. I know it's hard to believe looking at me. Just for the record, I started when I was 4. I just want you to clarify. But so listen, you can imagine over these years how many conversations I've had with people. I mean, thousands, tens of thousands of conversations with people over the years. And I've discovered something about this city. Here's what I discovered. So many people have moved here from another location. They weren't born here. In fact, I'm just curious. How many of you were not born here, but you relocated here to Miami? Can I see your hands? You relocated to Miami. I mean, look at this, all over. If you're joining us online right now, just put the city that you relocated from in the city. Yeah, relocated from Miami. And I asked people, I said, so what brought you here? And so many people tell me they're looking for the good life. And I say, in Miami? I mean, hey, we've got the beaches. We've got great weather like today. We got mango season. Yeah, but once you get here, you discover the traffic, the cost of living, hurricane season, and then everybody wants to move and go to the promised land of North Carolina. And then that becomes the good life. Listen, what if I told you there was more to the good life than simply having the goods? What if I told you that the good life doesn't come from what's happening on the outside? The good life comes from what's happening on the inside. That's the good life. That's happening on the inside. That it takes more than money. It takes more than possessions. It takes more than accomplishments. We know that because some of us have pursued those things. We know that those things never ultimately satisfy. We need something that will give us constant meaning, lasting meaning, something that's going to fill the deepest longing in my soul. We need something more. We need something more. Pastor Kevin, how do we get that? Well, look at this next verse on your outlines from the book of 1 Peter. Again, a verse talking about Easter, talking about the resurrection. It says, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven, and that future starts now. Now, this is a very important verse. I want you to pick up a couple of things in here. First of all, it says this. I want you to notice the first part. Because Jesus was raised from the dead. So, this more life, whatever it is somehow attached to Easter. That because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given this more life. Then notice what else it says. It says it's a brand new life. That it's not a life that we just tack onto this life. It's a new life. It's a brand new life. It's a life that Jesus Christ wants to give us. It's a new life. A brand new life. It says, and we have everything to live for, including a future in heaven, and that future starts now. So about 3 weeks ago, my wife Debbie and I, we traveled to Orlando, not to see Mickey. We traveled there for a conference, for actually a pastor's conference. I don't know if you know this or not, but we're a vineyard church, and there are about 500 vineyard churches here in the United States. We're one of those churches. It's called an association of churches, about 500 vineyards in the USA, and about 3,000 more vineyard churches scattered in over 100 nations around the world. So Vineyard USA brought their leadership team together. About 100 of us came together in Orlando for a few days of a conference. And so we stayed at this massive hotel. I mean, this hotel was just massive. My wife and I were in the 24th floor. That was the top floor, 24th floor. And it wasn't the penthouse. It's just that the elevator just took longer to get there. That's the only difference up there, 24th floor. But this hotel was also a conference center. I mean, I wish I could show you how large the concourse was. I mean, just imagine going to an airport, and as far as you can see, that's how long the concourse was. And there's conference rooms happening, and lots of people over there. And so when we got off the elevator, every time we got off the elevator, we had to walk through the entire hallway. It's a long walk and through the hallway to get to our car parked over here in the parking garage. And so every morning we wake up, we got to travel that whole distance, and conferences are going on, and there's lots of people happening. You know, people are milling around in there, and they're going to their conference. And I don't know about you, but I'm a people watcher. Any of you like to watch people? Come on, let me see your hands, you people watchers. Yeah, some of you won't admit it, but you are too. And so, but my wife doesn't watch people. My wife's just like this all the way. Huh? And I'm just walking slowly, you know, just watching people, looking at people, and I'm watching people, and these are high-powered conferences that are happening in that space, and people are dressed up. I mean, they got the suits, they got the, you know, the dresses, they got the shoes, they got the purses, they got the watches, and I'm traveling through all these people, and I'm just wondering, as I'm walking through that, I'm just wondering, do they know there's something more? Do they know? Because they you got all this stuff. I mean, they're pursuing the next sale, they're pursuing the next contact, they're pursuing the next thing, whatever the next thing is, they got all this going on. But do they know there's something more? Do they know that there's a significance? Do they know that there's meaning? Do they know that there's peace? Do they know that there's joy? Do they know that Jesus Christ can give them something more? I just wonder, do they know? I think about my life, right? I think about Jesus Christ and the difference He's made in my life. And I could stand here for days and tell you the difference, but just some of the, I mean, I am so much more of a patient man than I was before I suggested Jesus. Most of the time, except when I'm driving. I don't know. Jesus leaves when I drive. I don't know what goes on. I just don't know what happens. But anyway, I there's so much more patience. But can I just of all the things I could tell, can I just tell you this? For me, Jesus Christ, when I opened my life, when I said yes to Jesus, He satisfied the deepest longing in my soul. Something that no one else or something else ever could. Jesus satisfied that. And I want to to you today, that only Jesus can satisfy the deepest longing in your soul. A boyfriend or girlfriend can't do that. A husband or wife can't do that. Kids can't do that. A job can't do that. A career can't do that. A hobby can't do that. Only Jesus Christ can satisfy the deepest longing in your soul. That comes from Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can do that. There's only one that can do that. And so I just want to. So the first thing, somehow, Jesus Christ rising from the dead gives us a brand new life. What kind of life is it? First, we just talked about it's a life filled with meaning. But here's the second thing this life is. It's a life freed by love. Freed by love. The Bible says it this way. We're free to live a new life in the freedom of God. Pastor Kevin, what can Jesus Christ set me free from? Okay, again, I could talk about this for days, but let me just give you two quick things He can set us free from. Both of these are extremely relevant for us today. Here's the first one. He can set us free from anxiety and worry and fear. And I'm telling you today, in 2024, with everything going on in our world today, wow, there's a lot of people stressed out about what's happening in our world today. Is it going to be safe? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? What's going to happen next? I don't know what's going to happen. Can I tell you something? Even if our world was completely stable, even if it was, we would still be stressed out, still be worrying about things, because we, in this nation, we are a nation of worriers. We love to worry about things, all kinds of things. For example, we worry about, am I ever going to get married? And then we get married. And then we worry about, are we ever going to have kids? And then we have kids. And then we worry about, are the kids ever going to leave home? That's a different story. But listen. Can I tell you? You do not have to live your life stressed and worried with fear and anxiety about the future. Or fear and anxiety about anything. Because can I tell you something? God's got this. God's got this. When we say yes to Jesus Christ, He's got you. And He's got this. Some of you, you have been so worried, you've been so stressed about things, about a person, about a relationship, about your finances, about a health issue. You've been so stressed that you've been lying awake at night, just stressed, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going to happen. Can I tell you tonight, if that's you, some of you, you came to simply hear these words, God's got this. And I want to invite you, whatever it is that's got you stressed, give it to God, because He's got this. And He can take away the stress and the anxiety in your soul. He can take it away like no pill can. He can take it away like nobody can. He can take it away. He can. So I just want to encourage you to give it to God. So that's the first thing. God, He can set us free from. Let me tell you the second thing He can set us free from. He can set us free from having to earn God's approval. Let me ask you a question. Does God like you? I heard one yes. Out of all these people, I heard just one yes. Let me ask you, okay. Let me ask a different question. Does God love you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We got that. Okay, that's good. We got that one. Okay, let me ask you the question again. Does God like you?
Yes.
That wasn't nearly as robust as the first one. You're going, Pastor Kevin, that is the strangest question ever. Like, in all my life, I've never even thought about, does God like me? And by your answer, I can tell you're not sure He does. Pastor Kevin, wow, dude. Does God like me? See, some of you grew up in a very religious home. I did. I grew up in a very religious home. Some of you grew up in no religion home at all. But either way, you still got to the same conclusion. And so many people get to this conclusion, and it's this. That this God, whoever the God is, that this God, he, it's like we have to do things to, He's angry, right? God's angry. And we've got to do things to please Him and to appease Him. And so we spend our whole lives appeasing this God, trying to get Him to like us. And some of you grew up like that. You spent your teen years in that, and you got to be 18, 19, 20, 21, trying to please a God that you considered unpleasable, and you said, screw that. I'm out of here. And then somebody invited you to come to Miami Vineyard today, either in person or online. Somebody invited you to join us, and they said, listen, you got to come to Miami Vineyard, because I'm telling you, at that place, God's not like that. Can I tell you, they lied to you. No, I'm just kidding. They did not lie to you. I want you to notice this next verse on your outlines. It says, for God so loved the world, that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And then notice the next part. That's John 3:16. That's the most popular verse in the Bible. But nobody knows John 3:17, which goes like this. For God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn it, but to what? But to
save it.
What does that mean? That means that God likes you. That means that God not only loves you, He likes you. He likes you. I want you to turn to somebody sitting next to you right now. Look up and then tell them, God likes me. Go tell them, God likes me. God likes me. Tell them, God likes me. God likes me. And now tell that same person, and God likes you too. Go tell them, God likes you too. God likes you too. God likes you too. We kicked off Easter last night. Somebody met me in that hallway last night after the service, and they said, Pastor Kevin, I've been coming to church for years. And never before in my life had I ever thought about the question, does God like me? And when you had us say those words to somebody, God likes me, she says, something happened inside of me. Something changed inside of me. She said, for the first time in my life, I really started believing that maybe God likes me. Listen, if we don't think that God likes us, why would we ever want to be in a relationship with Him? Why would we ever want anything to do with Him? But I'm telling you today, God not only likes you, He loves you. And He's dying to be in a relationship with you. And He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, for that very reason, to be in a relationship with you. Listen, if you forget everything else I say today, and all you remember out of this entire message is I went to that church, I don't know, Vineyard something, and I got, all I got out of it was this: God likes me. If all you take out of here is that, it's worth the price of admission today. Because God likes you. God likes you. So what's this new life? It's a life filled with meaning. It's a life freed by love. And number three, if you're taking notes, it's a life full of power. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes my life, it feels like a cell phone that's been left unplugged for about a week. You know, especially in this city, Miami, this is a crazy place to live and to call home. I mean, we live in a constant state of power shortage. And for those of us living in South Florida, we know what it's like to be without power. Tropical storm comes through, hurricanes come through. In fact, I'm just curious. Have any of you ever been without power at your house for more than 24 hours? Anybody been without? Yeah, look at this. Whoa, that's a lot of you. If you're online with us right now and you've been without power for more than 24 hours, just put lights out in the chat. Because you know what that's like to be without power. How many of you, because of that, how many of you have a generator? Anybody got a generator? Let me see your hands. Generators, yeah, a lot of you get generators. I got one too. I'm not sure it works, but I got one. And what if I told you that there is someone who can breathe power into your life 24/7, never runs out of gas, never runs out of fuel, is available 24/7. This is the kind of power that's available to us at Easter. Look at this next verse. I pray, and this is my prayer for you. I pray that you'll begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Now look up here for just a moment, because you got to get this. That same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power that's available to you and me today. That if God can raise a dead person back to life, he can raise a dead dream. He can raise a dead career. He can raise dead finances. He can raise a dead health issue. He can do anything because he is God. Listen, you got to hear this. The power of God. He can help you say no to that temptation, but you got to ask him. He can help you to... He can give you hope when everything seems hopeless. He can help you trust again after you've been betrayed. He can help you love again after that relationship ended. He can help you to forgive and move on. He can help you to keep loving that spouse, keep loving those kids, keep loving those parents, keep believing when all hope seems lost. He can do that. Look at this next verse in your outlines. It says, God never grows faint or weary. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. Those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will fly high on wings like eagles. Now listen, I have no doubt that some of you came to Easter today a little tired, a little worn out. In fact, some of you came a lot worn out. In fact, some of you, you may not have even told anyone this. You might be married, you might have a family, your family doesn't know. But some of you are so tired and so worn out and so hopeless that you have honestly, you just said, what's the use? What's the use? I'm just going to give up. Can I tell you tonight? Don't give up. Give in. Give in to the power and to the presence and to the person of Jesus Christ. I want you to hear a story from one of our Vineyard family members. I want you to hear their story. So this is Reuben's story. Watch this.
Hi, my name is Reuben, and this is my story. I was in the process of going through a particularly ugly divorce. I started doubting a lot of things, and ugly thoughts started crossing in my mind as far as, why was this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? One night, I remember I'm going through this. My sister was calling me, and she would constantly ask me to join her and her husband at church. I've been a police officer at the moment for about 15 years, and I was the tough SWAT guy. You know, I didn't need anybody's help. I was going to be able to figure this out. It wasn't a big deal. So I let it go. And I just continued to get filled with resent and doubt. And everything just started to become like seething anger and depression as to why I was going through this. So one night after a particularly really ugly argument, I decided I'd had enough. That was it for me. I grabbed a bottle of sleeping pills and a bottle of Jack because that was my preferred thing at the time. And I drove to my favorite spot on the beach. Now I can't tell you that I started popping these pills like they were Tic Tacs, 2-3 at a time, and just drinking. I remember waking up, I was just laying there with this bottle still clutched in my hand. And this little lady, and I can only assume that she was homeless because I could definitely smell her. I could still smell her to this day. Just looked at me, and I distinctly remember her saying, "You need Jesus." So I sat there on the beach for a few more minutes, watching the sunrise. And I decided I was gonna call my sister. And I took her up on her offer to go to church. And that night, I just prayed, and I remember saying, and I said, "Just give me a sign, give me something. Show me that you can hear me, show me that you're listening." So I sat down with my Bible, something that just told me just flip through it. Ended up stopping on a verse, and my thumb was sitting on it, and I read it in the 2 Corinthians 4:18. "Don't worry about the things which are seen, because they're temporary. For what is unseen is eternal." So I went back to church the following weekend. Pastor walks up on stage after worship was done, looks up, opens up his Bible, and says, "Okay, I would like everyone to open their Bibles to 2 Corinthians 4:18. I just broke down, I just looked up, and I just kept saying, "Okay." I said, "Okay, okay, okay." I said, "I got it. No problem, I got it. I got it, I hear you. I got it." And I was just sobbing. So the whole service was dedicated to that verse. And my brother-in-law just looked at me and said, that was him answering your prayer. That was him telling you that he hears you. Always protected me, he's always watched over me, he's always loved me, and he has always listened to me. My name is Reuben, and this is my story as to why you should never give up, never lose faith, and never lose hope.
What a story. Wow. Has God been trying to get your attention this Easter? I think so. So I just want to give you an opportunity to respond to what God might be doing in your heart tonight. Because listen, I don't know how you got here this Easter. Maybe somebody invited you. Maybe you saw a sign, a banner. Maybe you got an invite somehow, social media. But listen, no matter how you got here, you're not here by accident. Oh, no, no, no. Long before you were ever born, God knew you'd be sitting in this auditorium at Miami Vineyard Easter weekend 2024 to say this to you: "You matter to me. You matter more than you'll ever know. You matter so much to me that I sent my son Jesus Christ to give his life for you so you could have life." Listen, you might be Catholic or Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or Buddhist or Muslim or all the above or none of the above. It really doesn't matter, because I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship. A relationship with Jesus Christ. Look what Jesus said. He said, "I've come here so you can have real and eternal life, more and better life than you ever dreamed of." Today, we've been talking about this life. Today, if you want this life, I want to give you an opportunity to respond. And the response tonight is simply by saying a prayer. Now, you see a prayer. There's a prayer coming up on screen right now. There's a prayer. If you've got those notes, there's a prayer right there. I want you to see this prayer, because just in a moment, I'm going to invite you to pray this prayer. This is a life-changing prayer. This is a prayer that says yes to Jesus. And this is how this life is found. It's found in Jesus. This brand new life is found in Jesus. Simply saying yes to Jesus. So, I'd love for us to do something, if we could, right now for just a moment. Could we just bow our heads for just a moment, just to block out distractions and
maybe just close your eyes if you're able. If you're in the room or at home or wherever you may be joining us from, if you're able. I just want to say a prayer for all of us tonight. God, I thank you, Jesus, for rising from the grave that we celebrate on Easter, for being alive. Jesus, I believe that you are alive. I believe that your presence is in this space tonight. We can sense it. We can feel it. And God, I thank you for what you're doing in our hearts and our lives. And I pray, God, right now that you would give people courage to open up their hearts and to say yes to you. Listen, if there's never been a moment in your life where you can point back to where you have said yes to Jesus in this kind of a way, then I would invite you to do that right here, right now. So what I'm going to do as we continue to pray, I'm going to pray this prayer out loud. You don't got to pray it out loud. You pray it inside. As I pray it out loud, you pray it inside. Here we go. Dear God, I want to start living this new life. I know you made me for so much more. Today, I want this life that you offer. I want to begin to live for you and not for myself. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins and to pay the debt that I owed. Today, I open my life to you, Jesus. As best I know how, I want to get to know you. I want to learn to trust you and to follow you. Amen.
Thanks for joining in today. If you enjoyed this podcast, we'd love for you to leave a review, subscribe to this channel, and share with a friend. We'd also love the chance to connect with you. You can text the word NEW to 786-705-8930. Again, that's NEW to 786-705-8930. And we'll give you some next steps with how to plug in and get connected here at Miami Vineyard. We hope you have an amazing week, and thanks again for listening.